The latest from podnews.net.
I'm ecstatic about it. It's going to change the way we do our podcasts, and I think it'll be the same for many, many people. There's nothing on the market like this.
That's the first review of the Rodecaster Pro, which looks a beautiful and highly powered device. It was reviewed by EFTM, an Australian technology website. The reviewer, Trevor Long, who also podcasts, really likes it. Megaphone's website has a new look and a new logo. The podcast host is based in Washington, D.C. and Brooklyn in New York, and it powers 1,200 shows. Podtrac has posted their top U.S. podcast publishers for November 2018. New in this chart is a verified tick, showing subscribers to Podtrac's verified measurement service, which appears to have been set up in direct response to impending IAB certification from other companies. We'd like to compare them with October 2018's figures, but Podtrac appear to have overwritten those. Castbox has published its 2018 year in review of the most popular shows listened on Castbox. Among the popular shows like Joe Rogan and Dr. Death, there's also a look at popular shows around the world like this.
5時の NHK ニュースです。
That's NHK Radio News on demand from Japan. Pacific Content has also posted a look back at 2018 from an industry point of view. Rob Greenlee from Spreaker and Voxnest shares 6 takeaways about podcasting to VMH magazine, while Spreaker also shares 8 tips for growing your podcast listeners. Not literally, we hope, since Rob listens occasionally, and he's pretty tall already. Blueberry has some help for people who want to do live podcasts too. We link to all of those from the podnews.net newsletter. The CBC has put out an RFP for international sales representation for their podcasts, and if you want to mess about with NPR's consumption analytics spec, RAD, we added a test audio file with lots of RAD tags in it the other day, and we've also now linked to the tail of our RAD tracking server log, so you can see what we get the other end. We hope it's useful. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.